guys, gals, and non-binary pals, and welcome to episode 4 of the Fifth Trooper podcast. I'm Owen.
And I'm Isaac.
And we're bringing you our opinions on what your first buys slash upgrades should be after you've bought the starters. But before we get into that, just a quick shout out to our Patreon subscribers. Thanks. If you like what we're doing, just come join us over at patreon.com/thefifthtrooper, and we appreciate it. Also, feel free to like and subscribe here, so that way you can know when we're doing videos. It's bi-weekly, so every 2 weeks, there's more of us, or you can see stuff of our parent, pals over at Notorious Scoundrels. They also have a podcast. It's fine, I guess. But yeah, you know, consider liking, subscribing, engaging in the comment section. We appreciate it. It actually does help right now because there's shenanigans and chicanery with the YouTube AI stuff happening right now, so it actually does help. We really appreciate it. Thanks. We're gonna dive into what we think that you should get, because you went to the store, you grabbed the starter box, you're like, wow, I got my recon army, this is cool, really loving this, but you got to get that 600 point to 1,000 point. So we're going to talk about your 600 point army, and then we're going to talk about what you can get to push it to that 1,000 point. That's this guide for you. Now, before we get into that, I just wanted to talk about a couple of things. Thing number one, whatever you buy is the right choice. That's just whatever you decide that you want. Great. It's perfect. It's exactly great for your army. You know, that's awesome. Congrats to you. I'm not trying to tell you how, I'm not trying to make you feel bad about what you have chosen, because you probably have a reason to choose the things that you gravitate towards. And that's great. And that's awesome. And I think that's like number one, whatever you gravitate towards, if you think that's cool and you want to put it in your army, go for it. That's going to be exactly what you should do. Don't worry about meta. Don't worry about if things are good or bad, because things that are good or bad come in and out. So,
it ebbs and flows.
Yeah, it ebbs and flows. And so it doesn't make any sense for you to try to be like, well, I want to buy all this stuff because it's the best stuff. Some of that stuff may not be available right now, and then you feel bad. So it's like, don't worry about that. If you're just starting out and you're just trying to get to 1,000 points, just try to get to 1,000 points and then worry about stuff from there. That's what I did with my list. I bought Jyn and Andor because I like them, and I kept trying to fit them in my Echo Base list and figure out how they worked, and then I realized they just don't. But that's okay, because I still got to paint them and build them, and they were cool, and you could do that with yours. So just, buy what you feel. For me, what I'm going to be recommending, I'm going to be looking at it in a couple of different kind of categories here. I'm looking at things that are going to be playable for you. I'm looking at things that are going to be efficient, like dollar to point cost ratio. So you're not, spending $200 and you're only putting another like extra 100 points on your army. That feels bad in my opinion. So I'm going to be, kind of being like, hey, this might be a good efficiency factor. The coolness factor, is it cool to bring to the table? Does it feel like you're, cinematic, or does it feel like your faction? And so anything like that, that's what I'm going for. Isaac, what are your rules of recommendations here?
Yeah, I mean, definitely rule of cool is like first and foremost. So if you enjoy it, if it looks cool, if it like tickles the this is fun part of your brain, like that's what's going to keep you in the game the longest, regardless of win or lose, and as points adjust and cards update and rules change, ultimately the IP and like the units that you enjoy seeing on the table, that's the thing that's going to keep you in the game in the long run. For me, that was like my clone troopers and stuff. I started playing them when they had nothing and it was fun. I played them when they were busted and it was fun, and I played them when there was like no list to run and it was fun. So like that's what's going to keep you in the game the longest. So rule of cool, play what you want, 100% agree. I also like to look at things from a versatility perspective. So like I'll often have players ask me like, hey, I want to start getting into this army. Like where do I go from here? And like thinking about what units to purchase. And there's almost like a tech tree to it. So like, oh, if I buy this unit, it gives me like these two battle forces I can start collecting potentially. Like, you can always play the generic force, so that's great. But certain units, if you like know, like, I'm an Empire player and I want to play Tempest Force, you know, mm-hmm. there are some better units to buy to get to that. Or if you're like, I'm interested in Tempest and Blizzard Force, you know, there are some like things that check both boxes. So definitely versatility, because that way you don't have to, you can start playing all the different options you want without having to go buy multiple things. Like, oh, well, I can only play Tempest because all I bought was AT-STs versus like I didn't pick any snowtroopers up, for example. But yeah, so versatility, and then yeah, you know, the cheapest way to get you to 1,000 points, enjoying an army that looks cool on the table and that's fun to you, and yeah, cheapest way to, you know, cheapest way to glory, basically.
Yeah, we're not trying to just be an ad that's just like spend hundreds of dollars on this cool thing.
Go buy 100 boxes of Geos right now.
Yeah,
build your Geo army.
Honestly speaking, you know, there's plenty of things that'll be very cheap, and there are various places that you can go to find some of these. I will say one of the things that I was looking at was like availability, and some things are a little bit harder to mm-hmm. get. I looked at two different online stores. One was Asmodee, like the official online store, just to see if they had it in stocks, and if they did, awesome. And then I also used another store as a thing, just to give an idea of just like what might be out there that you can purchase from these. Again, you don't have to always buy stuff directly from stores. Talk to your community, talk to players. There might be people mm-hmm. that are trying to get out of the game or to get out of different factions, or maybe they just like bought something because they thought it was cool and they never got around to painting it, and so they've got like a box of something in the back that they were just like, yeah, I thought these would be cool to paint and I never got around to it, and it's not my faction, so it just sits on the shelf. And so, you know, there's stuff like that out there that we highly recommend that you find cheaper ways. Heck, if you want to, you know, 3D print some things and put it on the table, that's okay.
If you're allowed TO-ing, to do that in tournaments. It, so.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you can do like some Facebook Marketplace groups too. There's a lot of resources for that. And like our local store will take in used minis and resell them. And they don't like, they like at a fair price. Like it's usually cheaper. It's always cheaper than like what's new on the shelf because it's not new in box, but you can sometimes pick a fully painted army up cheaper than if you had to go buy and assemble it. Some people you want to do that, the hobbying side, but others don't. Yeah. So I mean, pick your poison.
yeah exactly. You know, if you're one of the people that are scared about painting and hobbying and you just want to mm-hmm. get some of the pieces together and kind of put them down first before you kind of build your own, great. This yeah. you know, go do that. Buy the ones that are already painted, that someone already put together, kind of thing, and that way you can save yourself some money that way. Again, mm-hmm. we're not here trying to convince you that you need to spend hundreds of dollars on all of these meta units or whatever. Like, that's not what we're going for here. We're just trying to help people out get from recon to standard games. And I think just before we dive into each faction, we should talk about the obvious thing is that every single faction, regardless of which one that you have chosen, whichever one you got the starter for, that kind of thing, every single one of them is going to want to have the custom commanders and agents with them. That is going to be a thing regardless, just because they're pretty solid on their own. It's $40 for two units that you can put into your army. That's roughly $250 on points, something like mm-hmm. that, depending on what upgrades you've chosen and things like that. So it's pretty solid on that. Actually, I think it's more like around the 200 mark and not 250. Before people get in the comments, let me stop you. It's around the 200 mark, just shy of it, I believe. But just saying is like, that's pretty solid. It's $40, which isn't too bad. And the reason why we would recommend that for everyone to pick up with your starters is the fact that they're flexible. Depending on the upgrades that you put on them will depend on what that unit is. So maybe you just need a melee person in your unit right now because you haven't gone out and bought that Jedi yet. You can make a little melee guy out of your person and put him in your army, and then that way you've got a melee dude. If you're trying to do long range, you could do long range with them, right? So no matter where your list ends up going, no matter what you end up buying, it fits. So it's 100%. Good.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's like another check in like the versatility box. It doesn't necessarily mean like, oh, I want to run this battle force. You could just stick with generic lists, and it's like, oh, I want to run like up close and personal. Or you want flamethrowers, or maybe I want long range gun lines. Okay, look at snipers and stuff. And like the generic or the customizables, like check all the boxes. You can build them however you want. So Yeah, rather than say it 20 times, buy those.
Exactly. So we just wanted to start that at the top of just saying the customizable is definitely worth it. We definitely highly recommend. I definitely think that's going to be a fun thing. It's a fun thing to hobby together. It's a fun thing to put in your list. It's going to be able to be flexible to fill any of your slots. And like, even though we don't know what the customizables for CIS and GAR look like yet, we do know what the Empire and the Rebel ones look like, and they look pretty good. And so I'm going to bet they're going to look pretty good for the other two as well. So
can't wait.
Yeah. We just wanted to clear that out rather than us saying it 30 times of just being like, all right, these, just saying, hey, you know, that seems like your logical first step. So we're going to get ourselves started. We're going to get ourselves started with factions. And how I've set this up for us is that we'll talk about your 600 point list. We'll talk about what's coming in that starter box. If you don't have the starter box because you bought something else, great. Don't worry about it. Just, you know, scrub a little bit forward and you'll get to the recommendation part. Or, you know, if you did grab the starter box, then this will be like, hey, this is what's in there. This is what you can do with it. And this is how you can kind of stretch that out a little bit and get it to 1,000 after that. So we're going to start with Empire. Obviously, you've got Darth Vader, Dark Lord of the Sith, and he is 170 points. Just starting, that's just his normal thing before you put any upgrades on him. And he's your commander. He's got a lightsaber that's doing 6 reds with impact 3, pierce 3, red saves, 8 health. He only has a move 1. He's a little slow, but he's scary. He has no courage because he's impervious of courage or whatever that word is.
He has all the courage.
He has all the courage. Yeah. He strikes fear in all. He
fear
also
and dead men.
Fear and dead men, exactly. And so he's got Compel Trooper, Deflect, Immune Pierce, Master of the Force, and Relentless with 3 Force upgrades and 1 Command upgrade. So pretty solid. You can squeeze a ton of points out of him. Especially if you put Force Push on him. Now you're over the 200 mark. You know, adding everything else. You're getting a lot of value out of your Vader unit. You also, in those boxes, you're getting 2 stormtroopers that you can fully kit out, and you can give them even the upgrade, so that way they're the huge units that have tons and tons of models, which is always fun. And you also have scout troopers. I forgot to mention the other rule caveat is that we are assuming everyone is taking your core troopers and breaking them into 3 cores when you go from from recon to standards, because otherwise you absolutely need to do that. You can legitimately not have a list. You need to have 3 cores in a standard list. So you either have to go out and you have to either go out and buy another one, which is just buying another starter at that point, because it would be a better bang for your buck. Yeah. Or most likely what you can do is just, you split all of your figures up, and you should have enough to that way you can man, or you can have 3 different core units out of that. So we're all assuming that people are doing that because it's just going to be way easier for you to do that. And it'll save you $50 on buying a core unit. Otherwise, that's obviously your first choice because you need to have 3 core. Back to Empire. I'm so sorry about that. you have 2 stormtroopers and you have scout troopers. You can put all of their extra guns on them, and you can also beef them up with a ton of upgrades. And you're getting to that 600 points from there with about those 5 acts. So obviously, like I said, you're going to turn your stormtroopers into a 6th act, and then you're going to go over to the store or wherever you may go, and you will try to then increase your list of that over. Well, let me give you the rundowns of the stormtroopers real quick here, is that stormtroopers are 42 points a piece, 4 models, which you can add extra ones because they have the upgrades for it. They've got their melee 1 white, their ranged 1-3 blaster rifles are also 1 white. They've got 1 health, they've got 1 courage, they got red saves, which is pretty solid. They're only surging on attack, but they got move 2, and they've got precise 1, which is pretty solid. You know, these guys are going to be difficult to kill because they do have red saves, and that's always a pain in the butt.
Cheap red saves. That's the Empire's way.
Yeah, you got cheap red saves on defense, although you do have a lot of white attack, so your attack will be a bit wishy-washy. Yeah. Yeah.
You pay for what you get.
Yeah, your scout troopers are coming in at 48 points, and they are also four figures with one health, two courage. They've got the white saves, and they're surging on defense, not on attack. Same movement of two, but their attack and their ranged attack are black. Their ranged attack is only range two, but you're getting two black rather than one white that the stormtroopers have, and then you can also give them their nice DLT, the sniper rifle, and make them hit hard from far. And yeah, so those are that's what you're getting in the box, right? That's what you're getting. And so Isaac, what would you first want to add to this list?
Yeah, I mean, already right out the gate, before you buy anything, you can actually take the scout troopers and splice those DLTs off into strike teams and throw the SAB guy in. And then you got, like, already, boom, two scout team or two strike teams. And that adds, like, 100-ish points, so you could be, like, at 700-something without even buying anything. Don't know if that's your thing that you want to do, but it is something you can do if you're like, hey, I want 1,000 points, and that's a way to get a free 100. But, yeah, I mean, I would definitely ask yourself, you know, what direction I want to go, you know, battle force-wise or not battle force-wise, play style, you know, do I want up close and personal? Do I want long-range gun line? You know, Empire can do a lot of those things. But if I was a new Empire player and had, like, nothing but the core set in my hands, I would definitely try to get the Blizzard Forge box if you could find it. And if you were willing to spend, like, I think it's like 150, but the units you're going to get in that are going to open up so many, you know, venues, just like, or like different list options. Like, you obviously can run Blizzard Force with it, but the Snow Troops are super flexible, and even generic lists, you know, you can do the Flamethrower, the Ion option. You get an AT-ST in there. You can start, like, looking at Tempest Force things with the AT-STs and the bikes and stuff. So it gives you a lot of flexibility. That is kind of a big jump, though. So if, like, that's not kind of your speed, I definitely would, like, look into potentially doing, like, some Death Troopers, a Shore Trooper. You know, that'll unlock Remnant for you. So if you pick one box of Shore Troopers up, one box of Death Troopers up, you meet all the requirements, and you can start running different flavors of a Remnant, especially if you already got the customizable. You know, that's like that's a really good list with teeth already, and you buy like two boxes. Yeah, so that's definitely where I would start. Maybe some Dubacs if you want to go the Vader Dino party, then that's also an option, because it's kind of my three paths there.
all of what you've mentioned are very scary to sit across from, as somebody who plays that has played against some Empire. You know, Dubacs do work. Yep. AT-STs hard to take down. So all of those things are pretty solid. You know, if you do happen to find the Blizzard Force box, I know a lot of people recommend that, as you said, because there's a lot of stuff inside of it, and it's pretty decent value for what you're getting inside of it. I mean, an AT-ST alone is what, $65?
Yeah.
Just an AT-ST. Then that's before you get all of the other people out, you know, all the other units out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend, because as you pointed out, if you break out the strike force and you break out the extra cores, so that way you've covered your cores there. If you've done all of that, you're only like 300 points shy, and you can do that with the Boba Fett Din Djarin mercenary box. So just with one purchase, you can go and you can get to that 1,000 point line, and then you've got iconically Boba Fett, you know, one of the greatest bounty hunters. You know, there's nothing that gave chills more than when in Empire, the door opens in Cloud City. There's Darth Vader, and at his right hand, Boba Fett looking all scary. Like, it's all good. And so you can do that on the board, and you get Din as well. Both of them can be in your army there, and so both of them can join you up, and now you're already at 1,000 points. So
no, that's that works
really well.
I like that choice. Yeah, Boba also works well with the scouts, too. Like, the rule with respect, It's like a cool way to like buff those little sniper shots up. Like that's actually a cool, you could build a really cool list just by buying that box. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so it's just one purchase and then you've got yourself to 1,000. You know, you are a little bit low on activations when you're doing that. So you're gonna have to, you know, make sure that you're really leaning into all of your upgrades to get all of that point value as well. But that'll at least get you to 1,000 and that'll get you playing, and that way, you know, maybe later on in a couple months, you know, you can buy that ATST that's sitting on the shelf, or buy a dewback and add it in, or whatever you want to do from there. But at least it gets you from recon to standard, and now you're playing standard with a full list. So that would be where I would go with it. And also, like, who doesn't want to have Boba Fett? You know,
Boba's great. Cool.
Yeah. We're gonna hop over now to the other side of the Civil War with the Rebels. Is also similar on a 5 activation list there, that you've got Commander Luke, Hero of the Rebellion. He's coming in at 120 points with 6 health, 3 courage, red saves, surging on attacks, 2 speed. He's got his lightsaber that's doing 2 red, 3 black, impact 2, pierce 1. His blaster, which he also has, which you never see anyone use, is range 2 with a red and 3 black, and it's long shot and pierce 1. He also has jump 1, block charge, immune to pierce, inspire 2, and sharpshooter. He's also got an upgrade for, he's got 1 force power upgrade, 1 commander upgrade, 1 training, and 1 equipment. So he's got a lot of different upgrades that you can put onto him. Again, you throw force push on him, that's 40 extra points right there, to really kind of push out that list. You're coming with Rebel Troopers as your core inside of that starter, which is 4 units with 1 health, 1 courage, white saves. You're only searching on defense. Again, it's a move 2. You've got 1 black on both attack and both attacks for your range and melee. You do have range 3, which is pretty solid, and agile 1 and nimble, so you're always going to have dodges on them to try to hopefully not die. You are a bit squishy on those whites, but you've got some dodges. That box also would come with the Wookiee Warriors, and this is the Kashyyyk resistance at 72 points, because that was the one that has the most points, although you could also use the Freedom Fighter one, which is only 3 points less, and has more upgrade slots. So pick your poison, I guess, whichever one you'd want. But there are plenty there, but that is pretty much always going to give you 3 Wookiees with 2 courage, 3 health, and white saves, surging on attack with 2 move, and then depending on which one you're doing, either the Freedom Fighters or the Resistance, that's going to change up whatever, if you're going to be more melee or range focused on that, and then also if you're going to be using what upgrades and what keywords it comes with. But both do have scale and indomitable, so yeah, you're getting both of those regardless of which one you're using. And then finally, I feel like I'm talking so much, I'm so sorry. And finally, rounding out all of that is the Commandos. They have so many inside of this Rebel pack. Commandos come in at 48 points with 4 models, 1 health, 2 courage. You're surging on both things. You've got white saves, and you're doing a move 2. You've got 1 black on your melee and 1 black on your range 3 blasters with low profile, scout 2, and sharpshooter 1. Isaac.
There's a list. Yeah. Rebel box is sweet. All the core boxes are great. First buys, I definitely would try to start finding ATRTs. It's hard because you most of the time you kind of want to run like 3 of them usually, or 2 of them at least. I mean, they're also a very versatile unit. You got the laser cannon for long range. You got flamethrowers for up close and personal. The rotary blaster is an option. Not a lot of people run that one, but the flamethrowing super squads is a great feeling. There's a high you get off of that, so it's definitely a fun thing to do. You can find them at your friendly local gaming store, but also there's those are ones that are often for sale, like in buy sell groups and things, so you can usually pick those up fairly cheap. You don't necessarily have to pay like full price brand new in box if you don't want to. So they're pretty easy to pick up. Outside of that, you know, I love my fleet troopers. I like to do like ATRTs and fleet troopers getting up in your face and throwing lots of dice volume. So fleets are great. And then the land speeder is kind of hard to find. It's really fun. If you can find it, I would definitely grab it because it's like gold right now. And then the AA5s just came back in. That's a super versatile unit. You can scale it. It can be like 95 points. It can be almost 200 points. You know, you can really gear that up what you need it to be. So if you're trying to like just fill your list out, throw all the upgrades, big guns, everything, so door gunners, do it all. And then like as you get more units, you know, okay, maybe I want a more leaner bus and start running it and just trimming upgrades off to make room for units. So it's a good unit to grow with you, if that sort of makes sense. Like as you accumulate more units to build your army out, it's not one that you're going to be like, oh well, now I have to take this and put it off to the side because I bought this other stuff that I want. It's probably going to be there with you for a while. So the good old Winnebago.
the bus is good. It just is. You know,
portable terrain, man. Just bring your own
it's
terrain.
Portable terrain. It hits pretty good. It gets sleeper cells to move farther in. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a good thing. Or Rebel fleets. Players like buses. That's why you see them all on the lists. You know, and if they're not running buses, as you said, they've got the ATRTs.
Yeah. Or both.
Again, yeah. Kind of depends on what you can find. The A5s did just get reprinted, so there should be some kind of floating around in your local stores or buy sell groups, things like that. You should be seeing a bunch of those kind of existing right now. So that's a pretty solid, easy pickup there if that is the route that you want to go. I do love my ATRTs. It's great having them because they're pretty cheap and they do a good job. And you can change the
little hardpoint weapons on them.
Yeah, the weapons on them. And they're so fun. You can have them, you know, come in with the fire, the flamethrower. And so that way they're throwing fireballs at people and taking out units better. Or you could have them coming in with the laser cannon, or you can just have them coming in with the regular gun. You know, like you've got different options depending on what you're trying to go against and what you feel mm-hmm. like your army you might be weak against and where you might go. I use mine with the laser cannons because that's just a thing that I'm like, I don't have a lot to deal with enemy armor. And so I need something to deal with armor. And that's what my ATRTs are for.
I use mine to cook Ewoks, actually. So
if you got people that are using a lot of super squads, you can cook those Ewoks pretty.
That's right.
Have a nice little teddy bear roast.
You have to go buy like five more dice packs so you can roll the 20 black dice roll. But it's fabulous. It's great. You gotta like stop the whole store and watch it. Let everybody watch you barbecue some Ewoks.
You might need to get someone else in there to help you roll some of those dice. You just have so many.
Yeah. First world problems.
Yeah, I would say. Just because it goes closer to the list that I play, which I will say is not good. Just before anyone, you know, gets in the comments, I don't win with this list, but I do have a Hero Hammer Rebellion list. That is the way that I play. And I would say that the Hero Box that is coming out in the near future here gets you exactly there because it does give you all of the Rebellion heroes all in one box, all for a pretty low price. I'm blanking on the exact 60, number there.
60 something, I think.
Yeah, I think it's like 60 or 65.
We had a video on it. Go back.
Yeah, but it's pretty cheap, especially for the fact that you're getting a Han, a Leia, a Chewbacca. You get an operative Luke, which is going to be even more points than your commander Luke. So with just that, you can easily fill that extra area, mm-hmm. right? Once you've taken your Rebel Troopers into your third core, you've taken those commandos and you've tried to, you make sure that they've got their upgrades and everything, the Wookiees, and give everybody those upgrades. Like, you can easily make those heroes really hit hard. And it's, again, one box. You've bought one thing, you can paint one thing, you've added it in, you're good to go.
Yeah, I checked. It is $70 too.
So. $70. Okay.
According
to
AMG.
Alternatively, Sleeper Cell is good.
Yeah,
they're very weak, but they hit like a train, and everyone is scared of them. They are going to be the things that you want to put down, and you want to have as your last activation, because you want them to be able to kill everything on your opponent's side of the board before they get decimated because they have white saves and they're squishy. But you can always buy some definitely sleeper cells and add that into your list, and especially if you get a bus and some sleeper cells, so you can move them forward and you're giving them cover with that bus. They love you're it. Playing like a pro.
Yep.
Great, that, you know.
Cells definitely.
Yeah.
The only problem, like, if you will start having some attrition in the special forces slot with what you get in the core box, but I personally would swap all those units out with sleeper cell if I had that option at my disposal, but they're a good unit for sure.
Yeah, you can only have three in that slot, so especially with the core box, you're already filling out two. Sleeper can be your third.
Yeah.
And especially if you do like sleeper and then the A5, or sleeper and some ATRTs, as Isaac had mentioned, that those will fill out some more of the sides there, mm-hmm. and kind of give you some more point value. So that way you can kind of run those. But yeah, I would also swap out the Wookiees most likely for the sleeper cell, because it's going to be a lot more terrifying to have a bunch of sleeper cells running through than Wookiees, at least right now.
It's just the world we live in. But if you like Wookiees,
that is as of of September of 2025. When you watch this, it may be different.
Correct.
Consult your local game store and hobbyists,
or a newer video of ours.
Who knows? By the time that you watch this, and by the time that happens, like I said, like, you know, maybe they've changed up the Wookiees and they hit like a train and they're super cheap now. That could happen. This stuff like this happens all the time. So who knows?
We know Scoundrels is nudging them to make Wookiees better. So man, we could join. I also second that. I love Wookiees.
Yeah, we do like our Wookiees here on the Fifth Trooper. All of us love some furry little things. So that's the Galactic Civil War. Either end that you start there, if you want to start with them, you can get in with just one box extra to get to your standard list. You can always play Recon, don't worry about it. But this is to get to that last little bit, to get your standard list. You can just buy one box on either of them, or you can get a couple more boxes, you know, and really kind of fill those things out and feel good. And now let's flip over to the Clone Wars.
My favorite era.
I mean, I think this is pretty much exactly why everyone plays. This is exactly what everyone goes for. You know, it's the iconic thing. We're going to start off over on the Separatist side here. And so the Separatist box, you're starting with 130 points onto General Grievous as your commander, the Sinister Cyborg. He's got 8 health, 2 courage, red saves, no surges on anything, movement 2, and his attack profile, his melee is 2 red, 2 white, 4 black. That is a lot of dice for a crit 1, impact 2, pierce 2. That's pretty solid. You're going to make sure that you're always scary. Getting some hits in there. Yeah, and then he also has an annihilator pistol, or pistol?
Yeah, rifle? Well, it's like the pistol that he shoots in there. He gets shot exactly. and killed.
I would say that it's a pistol. The annihilator pistol at range 2, that's 2 white and 2 black with critical 1, pierce 1, versatile. Versatile is important because you can use it in melee.
Reminder.
Not that you're ever going to do that when you've got that lightsaber that he has, but just, you know, some people forget that exists. And then you've got block, entourage, IG-100 Magna Guards, which this box comes with none of that, so don't worry about it. Also, Union Pierce, Jedi Hunter, Relentless, and Scale. Moving down to your core slots here, you've got B2 Super Battle Droids. That's going to be 3 models at 2 health apiece with 2 courage, red saves, again, no surges. You're moving 2 there. It's got AI attack as its only keyword, and it's going to have arm cannons, which is range 2, 2 black, or wrist rockets. Gotta watch out for the wrist rockets.
Gotta watch those.
1 red and impact 1. Sliding farther down to what you'll have more of is your B1 battle droids, Roger, and they're a lot more squishier. They've got 6 models at giving you 38 points, so way cheaper of a core unit there, but they only have one health, one courage, white saves, still movement two, still AI attack, but they also have coordinate droid troopers, so they can coordinate with everybody else. You're also throwing down white attacks in melee and white attacks with their range 3 blaster. So whites all around for the B1s. They're plentiful, but they are weak. And then the last thing inside of your box that you'll be pulling out will be the Droidicas. They are 67 points for two Droidicas at 3 health apiece. They're vehicles, so they don't have any courage. Fun fact. It's, you know, always nice to have. And then you've got white saves surging on white defense. They're only moving one, and that's going to be in their non-wheel mode. They do have a keyword to get into wheel mode to give them some more speed there. They also have shield 4, generator 1, AI attack, and move. Their attack profile is 1 red and 2 black for range 3 with fixed front, immune deflect, and suppressive.
That's important.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
Suppressive is good.
Suppressive is good.
So you got a lot of goodies in this box. Isaac, sure. what are you adding in?
Yeah, I mean, there's a world where I just immediately go buy, like, another core set just to give me more B1s. And, like triple Droidica is a thing. We love B2s. And then, like, having four squads of B1s at your disposal is just going to give you a lot of flexibility to start building other lists. So that's not a bad decision. I could definitely see just buying two of them right out the gate.
I did almost put down in my notes, just buy a second starter.
Yeah.
You get another set of Droidicas, you get more B2s, you get more B1s. Honestly, yeah. It's a pretty solid life choice.
Yeah, it's like, that's nice, because this box is probably the best one for that. Like, you don't feel bad about having redundancy of, like, all of these units. I mean, you don't want multiple Grievouses, so... But you're still netting way positive. You're getting so many units.
If you just, again, we've said this in our previous podcast, but if you just wanted to get a B1 or you just wanted to get a B2, right. That's $50. That's half the box.
Yeah.
Just for one set of that. So you might as well just be like, well, for an extra 50, you get another set of, you know, you get the B1s or the B2s. Yeah. You also get Droidicas. Like, you might as well. Like, at that point, you're losing money if you don't do it.
Yeah, inevitably you're going to want to buy a second B2 squad or a second Droidica, or just have access to more than three squads of B1s at some point in your journey. Doesn't have to be immediately, but something that's worth looking into to
maybe future
prep.
Maybe you want four super units of B1s and be terrified.
That's right. Maybe you want to run 118 B1s and that's your list. Just
good lord.
It's like, help, I can't put all my models in my deployment zone. What do I do?
that's a way that you could play multiplayer. Yeah. You know, if you like, it's like a third person that wants to play, is you're just like, all right, I'm going to bring this B1 list of nothing but B1s and they can move all of those pieces around.
You just have like a little shuffleboard, you're just shoving them across it, you don't even care.
That truly is the point where you have like the little the little shuffle thing on the board that you see in War Rooms or whatever, and you're just like
squeegee or whatever that they used.
Exactly, the squeegee.
Yes, but yeah, I mean, if you're not going to do like just the double box, or if you're doing the double box, whatever, regardless, I would definitely start looking at Dooku for me. Like, that's at least that's what scares me. I'm thinking of things that scare me when I get to the table, and it's definitely Dooku Aquas. I mean, you could do Dooku and Asajj is great. They combo well together. They share a command card. You could do Dooku, Asajj, Grievous. That would pretty much fill you out almost, I believe. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. If you fully kit all those guys out, like, you're going to be at 1,000 quick. Geo's super duper fast. Soonfak, super duper cheap. So, like, you know, they're all great units to have and utilize for you know, just objective play. Like, having a fast flyer and jump out and gotcha units is great too, but that's my two cents on CIS.
I would wholeheartedly agree with you. Aquas are a thing that are in pretty much every single CIS list these days. They're pretty solid, so there's a reason why people like them, there's a reason why people buy them, and they just
portable
came
terrain.
Out, so moving terrain is always good. That's why buses are good. That's why ATRTs are good. That's why
terrain are good. That shoots you is also good.
And the Aquas will hurt. The Aquas will bring some pain onto you as well.
Yeah, they're so hard to get off the board.
They are pretty solid and they are plentiful, so if you wanted to buy some of those to add to your list, you can easily find them in your store. That wouldn't be too bad. Also available right now, that just came out fairly recently, has been the Crab Droids. You are getting two units in one single box of crab, so there is a reason to kind of look at that if you wanted to. Also, you've got the Sunfac combo box there if you wanted to add some more leadership kind of in there, if you wanted to give someone else other than just Grievous being commanding up there, you know, you've got options in that range as well. And Geos, you know,
yeah,
people like Geos. Evan's building his Geo list, you know, like people like Geos.
That's so good.
You can always pick those up, but the Geos I hesitate to recommend just because they are expensive.
It's a lot. Yeah, if you're gonna go that route, then just it's a lot of Geos.
Yeah, you need to buy a lot of them.
Yeah, which if you want to do it, do it. If you got the budget for it, it's an awesome army and it's a good army. I just won our GT actually here, so yeah, they're fun. Difficult to assemble.
they're very fun, but they are a little difficult to assemble. And again, like I said, like it's probably the most expensive route to go with CIS because you have to buy so many of them. Definitely. And so I don't recommend it, because if you're going for bang for your buck, you're most likely going to want to be looking at like Aquas or the other starter, or, you know, like I said, picking up the Sunfat combo or Crab, something like that, because that will give you options and they're not too expensive. Just buying one or two of those and the customizables with whatever the customizables end up being.
Yeah.
You'll have a pretty solid list from there on out.
For sure. Yeah. And the heroes are like, once you start upgrading them, they like have so much points too. You're gonna fill out real quick.
Yeah, there is a thing that you will notice that I am pushing a lot of our stuff. A lot of my recommendations is named characters, because named characters are a lot of points. They're strong and they have a lot of points with them, so they're pretty solid that way of just being like you only have to buy one thing. But hey, if you find stuff in the Facebook trade groups, if you find stuff online, local store selling things, any of that nature, and so there's ability to pick some of this other stuff up, there's an argument to pick some of the other stuff up instead. So don't discount that just because we're not, again, just because we're not talking about it, doesn't mean that it's not good. I was just looking at stuff that was available. Maybe there's, I don't know what's at your local store. I don't know you. I don't scan every local store, so I don't know what they have.
I would throw Staps and the Snail Tank as like an honorable mention. That's like, if you have that and that's like something that's cool, like that's definitely a unit that's going to kind of grow with your list as you go. So that's also a good choice.
I mean, I would also honorable mention Magna Guards.
Oh yeah, Magna Guards combo well with General Grievous. Yeah.
Yeah. You can totally just slot one. He's got Entourage Magna Guards and you don't have any Magna Guards in the set. So I would be like, hey, if they're sitting around, if you see them, but I've never seen Magna Guards sold anywhere because they're constantly sold out, because that's exactly true. This is everyone buys them and puts them with their Grievous. So they're hard to find, but if you find them, go get them. They're great. 10 out of 10. Highly recommend something of that nature. Let's jump over to everyone's favorite list, except for mine, because too many people play them. It's the Republic.
It's mine.
just like run the amount of people playing them in any tournament
for the Republic.
The Republic box comes with an Obi-Wan Kenobi coming in at 150 points. He's got 6 health, 3 courage, red saves, no surges, of speed 2, with a melee profile of double rainbow across the way on his lightsaber, with 2 crit, impact 2, and pierce 2. He's got jump, he's got charge, he's got deflect, he's got guardian 3, he's got immune pierce, master of the force 1, and Sorasu mastery.
And the coolest command cards.
Yeah, he's got very good command cards. You've got 2 upgrades for the Force, you have 1 command upgrade, and also 1 training upgrade. And then we'll go over to as of recording of this, core unit for the Republic. That
marksmen
does get
coming.
Yeah, marksmen are coming. If you're watching this, Marksman may be out yet, but if you're watching it when we first release this, no, you got to wait a little bit longer. But yeah, you've got Clone Infantry coming in at 56 points. That's going to give you four units or four minis with one health, two courage, red saves with two speed, one black on both their melee and their blaster carbine with a range three. And they've got reliable one. And then they've got every upgrade known to goddamn man. So
we love it. We equip our troops well in the Republic. That's okay.
Also included in the box are enough to field a unit of ARC troopers. For 70 points, you've got four minis of ARC troopers with one health, two courage, red saves. Again, speed two. Again, now they're doing two black. At range 2 with their hand blasters, and they've got charge, impervious, scale, scout 2, sharpshooter 1, and tactical 1. They also have almost every single upgrade known to man. ARC troopers are the bane of my existence.
They're very good.
And then for 66 points, you can have 4 ARF troopers. Miniatures with one health, two courage, red saves, speed two, with one black on both their one black on both their melee and their range four, range four blasters. They're shooting you from the back of the map. they've got observe two, scout one, low profile and unhindered. Also notable that there's a Jedi Guardian in here that adds into this unit for another 22 points. Just letting you know that also comes inside of the box that there is another Jedi that's not just Obi-Wan Kenobi.
They do exist.
Yeah, they do exist. There are just, hey, random Jedi guy. That's not someone that's
generic Jedi number four.
Exactly. Someone has someone has to represent Justin Timberlake's Jedi, okay? Like...
Or like Shaggy or something, like in the old animated series.
For the record, that's a real, if you're wondering, that Justin Timberlake and the rest of NSYNC are actually Jedi inside of episode 2. They're in the back. You can see them.
Love it.
Yeah. Clones. It's one of those fun facts, and you're just like, why is NSYNC in Star Wars? And it's like, yeah, that's a real thing that happened.
They're just trolling us. It's just, we're just going to see how they react to this.
I want more of that. I think it's fun. I want more random cameos like that. I think it's a fun thing. But yeah, so this is, I would say, one of the things that's great about the Gar starter set is you're easily hitting 600 without going full out on all of your upgrades. All the other sets, like, you really gotta try to put in all the upgrades to get to that 600 mark. Gar is flying past it. They don't need it. So they've got plenty of points on their own inside of that, which makes it way easier to upgrade that to 1,000 point list because you don't need to buy much to get that last little gap, going there. What would you add into the Republic list as a Republic player?
As a Republic player, where to begin? The routes are endless. How long do we have left? No, for real though. One quick note on the ARF troopers. I haven't done all the detail work, but the marksman and the ARF troopers basically held the same gun. If you feel confident enough to do magnetizing or like head swaps or helmet swaps, you could totally just magnetize the ARF trooper helmets and your marksman helmets and just have interchangeable squads. So for some flexibility there, if you're like, oh, I want, you have one squad of ARFs, you buy one squad of marksmen, you could just like get extra heads or something. You could 3D print some heads or something and swap it out. And there you have units that basically can be whatever you want. If that's an option you want to go, just wanted to plug that.
Also, if you don't know, tournament legal is 50% of the model has to be from AMG. So swapping heads and having 3D printed heads, completely legal. That's correct. Totally okay, because that's less than 50% if you're just swapping the heads. Or even the entire upper torso. So you can 100% do that.
Oh, for sure.
That is tournament legal ready right there. Now, you know, your local stores probably aren't going to care if you 3D print at all, but just letting you know is like you can literally just do that, and it's probably not a bad thing. I have seen already a lot of the retailers selling just heads, so you can do exactly that. So you can just pop all the heads off because you have magnets on them, and then pop all the new heads on, and you're good to go. Sure. And adding in magnets, especially on the joints like that, not that hard. I've done it before. Yeah. Like, you just take a little hand drill tool and you just hand drill it. You put the little tiny magnet in with some glue, and then you do it on the same thing on the opposite side. And congratulations, you get a magnet joint. It's so easy to do.
Yeah, it's not too terribly crazy. And I think actually the Clone Trooper infantry boxes, I haven't opened the new ones, but I believe you get multiple head options there as well. So you might have helmets just laying there. Inevitably, as in your guard journey, you're going to have a bunch of heads laying around. It's just like your bits drawer is going to have so much like just helmet options. I mean, the arcs have extra helmets too. You can like clip antennas off and stuff and start using their heads as like phase two helmets. Like you'll have helmet options. So if you want to do that, do it. It'll save you some money. And it's a good hobby enlisting. But beyond that, I think I definitely would grab Ahsoka, like Padawan Ahsoka and Commander Ahsoka. So you have like a commander option. You also have the ability to start making, you know, the Ahsoka shotgun squads or super squads if you're really trying to fill points out.
Yeah, those Ahsoka shotgun squads, scary ones to get that get in range.
Yeah, you can really fill points out. If you can find a 501st battle box, which I know is like impossible right now, I would definitely get that because you could just buy that and that be it. Like, you could almost have, like, a full army right there. You got enough ARC troopers for everything. You get an AT-RT. Maybe you would get, like, another AT-RT or something. You could start running, like, 501st builds. And you'll have all the ARC troopers you ever need. You get Anakin. Rex is a good option to pick up outside of that. Really, you should just buy everything in the Republic in the Republic catalog. But, no, I would definitely start with Ahsoka. I'd find a way to get Echo in there. You could maybe build an ARC trooper to be like an Echo that you can like put in the ARF trooper unit, the ARF trooper unit, and fives. I mean, I'm sure there's ways. I know they're like coming in like the Heroes of the 501st box, I believe, that's coming out, but like you can do some paint. You could just paint an ARC trooper to look like fives and like, hey, this is fives. Everybody's gonna be cool with that. And that could just get you more points.
If your store has the old ones, you might be able to find the old ones. That is a thing that exists. Yes, there's the as we said, you know, they're coming in the Hero box whenever the Hero box drops next year, so you might need to wait a little longer for it, but not too bad. So there are a lot of options there.
You kind of have a different avenues you can go down. Like if you want to stick with the Obi-Wan route, like I would, you know, great. Cody synergizes really well with him. You could, if you want to do like the 212 Obi-Wan Cody thing, like that's great. Buy Cody and start building that. If you want to go 501st, obviously the 501st box is great. If you can't get that, you know, Anakin, and start trying to piece it together as you can. If like Yoda is your jam, sweet, get Yoda. You know, he's like 200 points. You can kit him up to however you want. You know, it's all very modular. Like all these units just sort of hop from each list to the next. You're not going to really be upset that like, oh dang, I have like this unit, I can't use it anymore. It's just going to grow well. It all fits well together. If you can find Clone Commandos, they're also good. That's the problem. Half of this stuff is really hard to find.
And it's hard to find because a lot of people have bought them.
Right.
Like,
they're really
like,
popular.
To be fair, just so people are aware, it's not hard. It's not just like there's not a lot of it out there. It's not a lot of it out there because it's good, and so a lot of people bought it. Mm-hmm. There were several lists that had three commandos that I was playing against at my most recent tournament. Now, like that is a thing that people like having.
Yeah, Yoda commandos is fun. That's actually what I've been running to try to like reignite like my list building in like different Republic strategies. I ran Anakin for so long, it's just like burnout on it. So yeah, I'm loving me some Yoda commandos right now.
Yeah, I would recommend that if you've picked up this box and you're just trying to figure out how to get that last little bit, I think the first thing that I would go for is Bad Batch. Bad Batch is scary and very versatile.
they're not the theme music that you can hum as you use them.
Like I don't think they're like the best unit in Melee, but they ain't bad. Like Rex is pretty scary in Melee range if you can get him there.
Yeah.
And also you've got Crosshair, so you've got the sniper if you're trying to do a far build and you're trying to just pick people out before you even get to a point. I'd say grab Bad Batch. They just launched. I think one of the last things that came out in the old style boxes, but they had like the new style plastic, so they're probably not going to get reprinted for a while because it was like right at that turnover point there. But they should be pretty readily available. I would say that they're very good, and I would say that they fit very well inside of the list of Republic, way better than the Republic of Rebels, which is why I didn't say anything about them until now, because you could put them in your Rebels and have Omega rather than the Crosshair, but it's just infinitely less good. And you really have to then rely upon your own surges on Bad Batch as a Rebel unit, whereas for the Republic, since there's so much token sharing, especially with surges, it just fits good.
Well, although Bad Batch can't share.
They can't. Yeah, I was just going to say, they do have the we're not regs, so you can't change.
But you get reliable threes, so you're usually pretty
good. Yeah, it's still scary. Yeah, any way you put it, it's a terrifying thing that I hate playing against. Mm-hmm. So, as a Republic player, you should put it in your list, and then make all of the other Rebel players hate you, too.
You could do a really cool thing if you just pick Rex up and combo that together. Bad Batch running through your opponent's board edge. That's a thing that can happen.
It is a very cool thing. The other thing that I would say to pick up is just buy a second starter. So you get another ARC unit. ARC units are terrifying. They have the hitting power of... I mean, I'd say they have a better hitting power than Sleeper Cells. They don't die. As you know, Sleeper Cells are very easy to pick off one or two minis from, and then they're less effective by the time they do get into range to range with the Scout 2 that the ARCs have and the red saves on defense. They will get up into your business faster than you know what's going on, and they won't die once they get there, which is the problem of even if you see them coming, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You have to kill them to get to any of that down, and even by that time they're still hitting you pretty hard. So I would say that getting more arcs, even just taking the arcs out in general and just having more arcs, great. Also sharpshooter one, so that way your opponent is always in at least light cover, if not nothing,
none,
is good.
Yep,
going back to that tournament that I just played in, every single time that the arcs were against me, I had high ground in several places, I had full heavy cover, and then those arcs were just like, yeah, we don't care about that, and then I died terribly. And so I would highly recommend that people buy those for their list, because they work very efficiently.
They look cool too. They have cool shoulder pads and backpacks.
They do. They got backpacks, jetpacks, and cool shoulder pads. And if you buy the old ones, they've got the little plastic model. Like
flight stands for some reason. If you hate yourself in that particular way,
if you really don't like yourself and want to build that, yeah. So I would highly recommend those. And so that is what we would recommend as first pickups. Again, anything that you buy, perfect, great. Whatever you got in store, whatever you want to do. Awesome. Good job. You want to buy three FD cannons? I will not stop you. You know, I wouldn't, but you know, hey, good on you. So whatever you buy, awesome. Obviously, when your customs are available for your faction, buy the customs, because they're going to grow with you and be able to fill in blank slots inside of your lists while you're waiting for other stuff to either be available or come to the shop or whatever. So pretty solid on that front. And then from there, just kind of recap through it, for Empire, a Blizzard box, or getting Din and Boba Fett. If you're going on to Rebels, picking up their hero box or the buses and some sleeper cells. Or ATRTs as well. That was the other one that Isaac mentioned. If you're doing CIS, then you're probably just going to want to buy a second starter box so you just get more Bs, if not Aquas. And then finally rounding it out on Republic, if you are picking up the Republic starter and you're trying to get to 1,000, another Republic wouldn't be too bad. You would want to get, if you can, 501st box, awesome. Very hard to find those, though. So then you're most likely going to try to pivot over to something like, as you said, Yoda, or getting the arcs. Any of that will work pretty well for you. And the marksmen, when the marksmen come out, I'm sure that people will want to have something that's not just the same core.
Keep your helmets. Two starter sets, all those helmets, you're going to be able to basically field whatever you want. You'll have enough to do everything.
And so that's it. That's our wrap up. Those are our suggestions. You can join us next time where we're going to give out a little bit of tournament etiquette advice. You know, you've bought your starter, you've started playing, and you are curious about these tournaments, and you're wondering what they're like, what you want to do about them. Should you join them? How do you play in a tournament? We're going to go over all of that in our next episode later in the month. So come back in 2 weeks and hear about that. And I've been Owen.
This is Isaac.
Just remember that we're doing it all for
the love of the game.